Welcome to the Marketing Millennials, the No BS Marketing Podcast. I'm Daniel Murray, and join me for unfiltered conversations with the brains behind marketing's coolest companies. The one request I tell our guests, stories or it didn't happen. Get ready to turn the f*** up.
Vacuum sealed in a one-of-one safe with no key and a military-grade timer draped on the front, there's 0% chance of you or I being able to set our eyes on what's inside. It's not a stack of cash or the nuclear codes. It's an action movie. Featuring John Malkovich, the action movie in question was filmed in 2015, but is not set to be released until 2115, 100 years after filming. Now, even if you take all of your Flintstone vitamins, you won't be able to see the movie. The FOMO is legit. Now, would you believe me if I told you that this movie is less art and more marketing genius? The action movie is all part of Remy Martin's 10-decade initiative to promote their iconic cognac, Louis XIII. The Rolls-Royce of the alcoholic beverage industry, Louis XIII is elegance in a glass. More on that later. Keep watching to get the full pour of the most innovative campaign the marketing world has ever seen. A lesson in selling a premium product and how you can leverage the matchup hypothesis in your marketing.
This episode is sponsored by Wistia. Wistia is the all-in-one video platform for business. With Wistia, you can create, host, and publish professional quality videos with nothing but a laptop. Try Wistia for free at wistia.com/millennials.
They say there's one thing money can't buy. It's not happiness, because I can buy an NFL Sunday ticket and the NFL makes me happy. But time. The clock's always ticking. No matter whether you're having the best day of your life or your worst, the sun will set and a new day will start tomorrow. Whether your net worth is a couple of crayons like me or a couple of billion dollars, you can't buy more time. It's an insatiable desire. Or is it? Louis XIII has subtly positioned themselves in the market as a means to fulfill the ultra-wealthy's desire for more time. Sitting on the tabletops of the world's most elegant restaurants, the drink of choice for the royal family, Louis XIII is aged for 100 years. You can get your hands on a 750-milliliter decanter of Louis XIII for only $5,000. The decanter holds 16 servings, so each time you enjoy a nice pour, that'll cost you just $312. I think I'll stick with my $5 White Claws. Chill, I'm gluten-free. Louis XIII is the industry leader, and it's not because of taste. I've never had it. It's because of their 100 years campaign we're breaking down right now. In 2015, Remy Martin partnered with highly touted director Robert Rodriguez and iconic American actor John Malkovich to produce 100 Years, the movie you will never see. A film produced in 2015, taking place in the year 2115, and to be released in the year 2115, 100 years after being produced. The focus of the entire effort was to put together a piece of work that embodied the 100-year Louis XIII aging process that spans generations. The elegance, patience, and dedication that it takes to carefully craft Louis XIII needed to scream at viewers while watching. Sure, a 30-second high-touch commercial could have gotten the job done, but Louis XIII isn't just any cognac. It's the standard of cognac. A regular old commercial would be stooping too low. They'd give the competition an opportunity. Now, what do I mean by this? When's the last time you saw a Rolls-Royce commercial on TV? The answer is never. They avoid mainstream advertising altogether. A Rolls-Royce is expensive. The people who can afford one aren't sitting their butts on the couch for hours a week, so why would they advertise on TV? Instead, they partner with air shows, private jet dealers, and the most exclusive hotels around the world to get their cars in front of the consumers who can impulse buy a Rolls. Now, what Rolls-Royce is to the automobile industry, Louis XIII is to the cognac industry. To maintain their status as the crown jewel of the cognac industry, Louis XIII can't drive in the same lane as their competition. Otherwise, they'll become the competition. Instead, they have to kick it up a gear. Upon launching the campaign, Remy Martin released three largely unrevealing trailers. All three trailers followed the same script and direction. The only thing different? Their settings. The first trailer takes place in a futuristic world that exudes light, affluence, and prosperity. Plus, there's flying cars. The second trailer takes place in a rundown post-apocalyptic world, and the third takes place during an industrial revolution and seemingly war-ridden world. three different stabs at what the future may hold, with a newly bottled decanter of Louis XIII locked up in a safe as the focus of it all. Some are calling it the Ark of the Cognac. These trailers have absolutely nothing to do with the movie itself, and Remy Martin's tight lip has paid off for their exposure so far. This is FOMO Central right here. A movie literally named the movie you will never see has a surefire way to get me to want to watch the movie. But guess what? I can't and you can't. Remember, it's being released in 2115. This taps into deep-seated human needs and anxieties. We all have the fundamental need to belong. FOMO triggers consumers' fear of exclusion and leaves them in a position where they're highly motivated to act so that they can belong. And in most cases, that action is buying the product.
Hey, marketing bestie. Wistia is every marketer's best kept secret when it comes to video. Pop Wistia's email collector forms on your videos to generate leads. Send viewing data to your marketing automation platform to nurture and convert your prospects. Even engage your audience with in-video CTAs that drive viewers further down your funnel. Seriously, besties, give Wistia a try. Start a free trial at wistia.com/millennials1. That's wistia.com/millennials1.
The 100 Years film is a masterpiece that the creator won't ever get to experience for themselves, just like a freshly bottled decanter of Louis XIII. There's a dynasty of Louis XIII cellar masters who dedicate years of their lives studying eau de vie, which is brandy, and perfecting the distillation process. There's only one active cellar master at any given time, and they spend years passing down their knowledge to their apprentice. Just like the 100 Years film, the creators of a new bottle of Louis XIII never reap the rewards of their efforts because the aging process is 100 years. There's something incredibly special there. It creates this aura around the brand that they're not selling cognac. They're selling passion, time, and dedication. If they wanted to maximize their profits, they'd cut that aging process down significantly. Instead, they're leaning into the incredible hard work that goes into creating Louis XIII. This is a clinic for how to sell a premium product. When consumers see the $5,000 price tag, they might throw up. But by leaning into the aura of time and patience through the 100-year aging process, suddenly that price tag is more reasonable for those with deep pockets. Marketing like this tells consumers that your product is more than just its features. Instead, it's the key to achieving their desired way of living. And for that, they'd be willing to pay way more. This also enables Louis XIII to stand out from the hundreds of thousands of alcoholic beverage brands who are competing on price and convenience only. To top it all off, 1,000 esteemed guests from around the globe were given tickets, made of steel, super bougie, to the movie premiere on November 18th, 2115. Obviously, these guests will be unable to attend, so they must hand them down a generation, Louis XIII cellar master style. Now, the next time someone says money can't buy time, point them in the direction of Louis XIII's flawlessly bottled cognac that is just as much cognac as it is patience, elegance, and exclusivity. Hands down, this is one of the most innovative campaigns I have seen to date. Leaning all in on the FOMO, this campaign taps into deep-seated human needs and anxieties. We all have the fundamental need to belong. FOMO triggers consumers' fear of exclusion and leaves them in a position where they're highly motivated to act so that they can belong. And in most cases, this feeling of belonging will be resolved by purchasing the product. Louis XIII and the 100 Years movie benefit greatly from the matchup hypothesis, which is the concept that the fit between a product and the celebrity endorser has a huge impact on the persuasiveness of a campaign. John Malkovich is an iconic actor, known for his works of art. Louis XIII is an iconic brand, known for their cognac, which is just as much art as it is spirit. This campaign hits the nail right on the head. Louis XIII puts on a clinic for how to sell a premium product. When consumers see the $5,000 price tag on a bottle of Louis XIII, they might puke. Without a doubt, it is one of the biggest hurdles they have to face and overcome as a brand, but by leaning into the aura of time and patience through their 100-year aging process, suddenly that price tag is more reasonable for those with deep pockets. Marketing like this tells consumers that your product is more than just its features. Instead, it's the key to achieving their desired way of living, and for that, they'd be willing to pay way more. Tune in next Wednesday for another legendary marketing story. I don't think you'll want to miss it.
Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to hear more great insights from marketing's coolest operators. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the Marketing Millennials podcast and giving it a 5-star rating. It helps bring more marketers into our community.